The printed word taking up a lot of eye space these days, and letters are printed in fonts all around us, not just on computer screens, but signage as well. And the design becomes as important as the content. New fonts change the looks of newspapers, signs, whole companies, and they even change our perceptions of the things they present. Andrea Lexon knows something about the process. She's a local graphic designer, typography professor at Seattle Pacific University. She recently designed her first font. It's called Bemis. She was inspired walking around, looking at things. She was inspired by the terracotta panels on the Bemis building in Soto. Bemis is proving very popular. It's climbing the font charts. There are font charts. I talked to her about it. Bemis, 39th on the My Fonts website. How many new fonts are there in a regular period?
I mean, there are thousands and thousands of fonts on there.
So then you're now a hot font typographer.
Something like that, yes. But it's about to drop off because it only stays on for a certain amount of days and then it's not a new font anymore.
People are always trying to come up with new fonts.
Yes.
Why?
Because our environment is always changing, so we have to keep up with current trends and needs. Like right now, typography for the web is a big, new need of things that are changing, responsive design and other things. But also people are just always looking for something new and exciting, fun, decorative, script. There are so many different types.
So you were inspired by something old. This is actually called a revival font.
Yes. I had admired it for several years as I drove past the Bemis building in Soto and had always loved the letter forms. And I decided to use those letter forms as inspiration. So taking the characteristics of those and then creating an alphabet around them.
What were they, the characteristics?
Well, the serifs, the decorative parts at the end of the strokes, and then also it's a higher-waisted font, so like where the middle stroke of the E, the arm, is a little bit higher than normal. That makes it a little bit more interesting. So those were some of the characteristics I really liked.
You know, in reading about this, there is a lot of body language to describing fonts and
yes.
Font type. Yeah, just when you say high-waisted or
high-waisted
arms.
In the ear and the arm and the leg, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
An easy way for us all to try to talk about the anatomy of letters.
See,
in an easier
the anatomy
way.
Of letters. Again, how did you know this wasn't already a font?
Well, the building was built in 1904, and I think that part of it was actually built in 1917. So it's pretty old, so that it definitely wasn't a digital font back then. You know, it could have been metal or wood, but when it comes to the building, it was probably an architect or someone else who actually just created those letters and nothing else.
So you looked at it, you took a picture of it. How did you sketch it by hand to develop the fonts?
I took a picture. I did work with some sketches, but since most of the creative aspects of it were already kind of laid out for me with just those letter forms, I went to digitize it fairly quickly. So I didn't do a lot of sketching. But for some of the letters and numbers that required more creativity, I did do some sketches.
I think you said on your website, and spend some time dreaming up ways to work on your newest obsession, typeface design. Does it feel like an obsession now?
Yeah, somehow I just got really addicted to it. And I'm not the only one. There's this great community out there of typographers and type designers who just love letter forms. And there's actually this whole world that people don't really know about.
Yeah, you guys go to international conferences and try to have conversations about what can be put into font that isn't, I guess. What do you talk about at your Typeface Tuesdays over beers at the Third Place Books?
Talk about new things going on in the field. We talk about how zero in a certain font just doesn't fit with the rest of the characters. And, what was that type designer thinking? Or just a place where you can bring your ideas and have some great feedback from people in the field.
You talk about it. If there's a craft to this. There's
yes.
A design element. Where's the art?
Well, in any letter form, there are numerous ways of designing it. So it could be that the contrast is greater, the thin strokes to the thick strokes, or how those serifs end, or is it slanted? And I think the art is combined with the practicalities of type. So you have to make sure it's legible.
Yeah, I was reading that Gutenberg used black letter because he wanted to mimic the scribes. That was the art form of the time, but it didn't look very good as a typeface because it was kind of dense and hard to read. So the evolution of design of typeface since then has been to try to be artistic and yet legible. Those are sometimes competing, it seems.
Yes, and so a lot of fonts are purely display fonts, which you wouldn't necessarily use in large body type, you know, paragraphs of type, because it wouldn't be easy to read, but they could be used for headlines or subheads.
Andrea Lexon is a graphic designer and a teacher. What do your students bring, because they're all immersed in this new graphic world? What do they bring to the classwork?
Oh, they bring great ideas and enthusiasm. This project was born out of a class project that I did with my students. They went out and chose their own inscription or old lettering, and we all worked on this project together. So for me, it got something done that I'd been wanting to do. And I did my homework with them, and they gave me critiques. And after that, I went and finished the other 225 or so characters.
Have you seen it in use yet?
No, not in use. I've sold many fonts, and so I know that they're out there, but you never really get to hear or see where it's been done. I have type design friends who have created a lot of typefaces, and so we'll walk down the street and they'll point out their font on packaging or a store sign or something like that. So, you know, maybe in the future I'll see it.
Andrea Lexon, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
You can find the Bemis font at the My Fonts website.